Good evening, I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this sixth Sunday after the Epiphany Year C. Our readings today, Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 10, Psalm 1, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 to 20, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, verses 17 to 26. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by His love. His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace. His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope. His Spirit is with us. We travel in faith because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we have come to hear Your word, to sing Your praises, to be nurtured in our faith and to learn more of You. But though we called You Lord, Your greatness is beyond our understanding. Your truth exceeds the reach of our minds. Your love far outstrips anything we have known as love before. We pray that You will empower us to bring Your greatness nearer, to declare the truth of Your Son and the depth of Your love. We pray that together we may receive all that You are longing to give. In Jesus' name, Amen. And we have the hymn, O for a heart to praise my God, CPWI 535.
Yeah.
We pray the collect. We pray the collect for the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because in our weakness we can do nothing good without you, give us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Making the Right Choices. Making the Right Choices. One of the gifts that the Creator has given to humankind since the beginning of our existence is free will, the ability to choose. The writer of the book of Genesis presents it in this way. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you shall die." Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Humankind chose to follow the way of evil and chose to eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They chose to go against God's will and introduce sin, which was followed by death, into God's very good creation. The challenge for humankind was always the choice between doing it our way and doing it God's way. After 400 years of slavery in Egypt, God used Moses to liberate the children of Israel from slavery. God's desire was that they should be an obedient people. God said, "Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, and you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation." Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. God's people's choice has always been between doing God's will and being obedient to God, or following their own mind and doing it their way. The choice that we make has consequences. Moses, in his last instruction to the people of Israel, which he gave just before his death, and just as they were about to enter the land of promise, set before the people the consequences of their choice. Moses said, "See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn from the way that I have commanded you today to follow other gods that you have not known. Deuteronomy 11, verses 26 to 28. The choice. Blessings for those who follow the laws, the way, the will of God, and a curse for disobedience. In our Old Testament lesson today from Jeremiah chapter 17, the prophet offers another description of our choice, one leading to death and the other leading to life. A curse for those who put their trust in human beings, and blessing for those who put their trust in the Lord. Those who put their trust in mortals, who are just like them, sinful and broken, and whose end is death, are like a shrub in the desert, in a barren, dry, and uninhabited wilderness, always wondering if the rains will come. These plants are alive, but they are dry and unsustainable. The prophet says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land." Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. In contrast, those who trust in the Lord are like trees planted by water, whose roots stretch deep and receive water constantly from the stream. These trees fear neither heat nor drought, and always bear fruit. The prophet puts it this way: blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious and does not cease to bear fruit. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. The prophet reflects the words of the psalmist in Psalm 1, who affirms, "Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away." Psalm 1, verses 1 to 4. The consequences of our choice are clear. However, the question arises, how will we be able to make the right choice? How are we able to choose to put our trust in God? Jeremiah points us to the source of our choices. He says, "The heart is devious. Above all else, it is perverse. Who can understand it?" Chapter 17, verse 10. We need to examine the condition of our heart. What influences our heart? Who is in control of our heart? The world or the Lord? Jesus said, "It is what comes out of a person that defiles, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Mark chapter 7, verses 18 to 23. We therefore need to examine the condition of our heart. Who is in control of this heart of mine? The world or the Lord? God in love has given us the gift of God's Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit in control of our heart? Or is the world or selfish desires in control? Jesus affirms in the Gospel of Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. We are therefore challenged day by day to allow the Holy Spirit to take control of our hearts, to enable us to make the choices that lead to blessings. Charles Wesley invites us to have a heart resigned, submissive, meek. My great Redeemer's throne, where only Christ is heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone. A heart in every thought renewed and full of love divine, perfect and right and pure and good, a copy, Lord, of thine. CPWI 535. Let us therefore invite God to take control of our hearts, to enable us at all times to choose blessings rather than curses, to choose the way of God rather than the way of the world, to choose life rather than death. Amen. Let us pray. O merciful Father, we beseech you for your mercy's sake. Continue your grace and favor towards us. Let not the sun of your gospel ever go down on our hearts. Let your truth abide and be established among us forever. Help our unbelief, increase our faith, and give us hearts to consider the time of our visitation. Through faith, clothe us with Christ, that he may live in us, and that your name may be glorified through us in all the world. Amen. Hold fast, O Lord of hosts, that we fall not from you. Grant us thankful and obedient hearts, that we may increase daily in the love, knowledge, and fear of you. Increase our faith and help our unbelief, that being provided for and relieved of all our needs by your fatherly care and providence, we may live a godly life to the praise and good example of your servant, your people, and after this life may reign with you forever, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Help us, O keeper of faith, to keep the faith entrusted to us. Faith in a world worth saving. Faith in a dream worth sharing. Faith in a heritage worth keeping, even as we reinvigorate it to have meaning for us now. Help us to keep faith in you. Help us not to lose faith in ourselves, for faith is the substance of our hope, and hope the assurance of love. Praise to you, O faithful one, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Sounds of Fellowship 76. Change my heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very spirit-filled, productive week. Remember, as you go about your business, begin by worshiping God. Remember to wash your hands, and as you do so, make sure you are soaping your hands for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask, and please wear it properly, covering always your nose and mouth, and watch your distance, at least 3 feet apart in a group. And please, be safe.